The start of a new school year brings countless questions and dilemmas for parents and people looking after children. And in the early years of school, there's an acute awareness, if not anxiety, around whether they are really ready, how they're tracking. So, can they count and identify the letters in their name? Will their social skills be up to the task of managing the playground? I don't even think I can still manage a playground. Have I done enough to prepare them for school? But it can be difficult for parents to actually identify delays in their children's development. Researchers at Curtin and Australian Catholic Universities want to change that. Belinda Cuomo is a lecturer at Curtin and an occupational therapist and joins us on RN Drive. Belinda, welcome.
Patricia, thanks for having me.
What's your research looking at?
So we're trying to understand how is it that parents actually start to pick up on delays in the first place, because what we know is that it's actually really complicated. And I guess there's sort of a bit of a community assumption that, you know, if something's big enough or significant enough that, you know, you'll just realise that something's going on for your child, but it's actually much more complicated than that. And so we were trying to understand, what does it take to actually realise that something's maybe not going right, and what are sort of the ingredients that you need to be able to notice that?
How does it directly help parents, and what's the age and stage of the children in your field of research?
Yeah, so it's an extensive project. So the first few stages we've been looking at sort of children globally and trying to look at research that's been conducted previously. So particularly looking at those sort of really early years and school entry years. And then we've been doing an Australian component where here specifically in Perth, we've been interviewing parents who have children generally about under 6 years of age and understanding their experiences. So I guess directly what we're trying to do is understand how is it that parents start to really pick up on that? And what we're finding is that it generally takes a combination of two things. So firstly, parents need to have sort of some level of knowledge of how children do develop and what, I guess, normal, for lack of a better word, what normal sort of looks like. But then we're also finding that parents are using something called comparison. So they're taking opportunities to see their child in reference to others. And that is often this really profound experience for these parents to realise that my child is actually a little bit different to these other children. And that sort of sparks this big aha moment of maybe something's going on here and I'm going to have to investigate a bit further. So that's sort of a bit of uncharted ground that we're discovering.
Are parents really best placed to objectively look out for these things in their own kids?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think, you know, often we undervalue the role that parents have. You know, parents are spending so much time with their children and they truly do know them best and they know what they're like across different settings and environments. So I think there's a lot of inherent sort of value in taking on parents' opinions. And that's not just subjective, that's definitely backed by research that parents are actually accurate predictors of when something's not quite going right in children's development. Obviously, we don't just take that. I mean, we have a lot of professionals in our community that can support that, but we definitely need to value the instincts that our parents are having about their children.
What firsthand stories have you heard from parents about the development of their children?
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to interview a range of parents here in Perth, and particularly, you know, mothers who identify such as, you know, as an Aboriginal woman. I spoke to a woman who was a migrant from South Sudan who were local here to Australia as well. And a lot of them have really common experiences around being really uncertain to start with about child development, about understanding what that looks like. And the people around them were really important as part of that process. So in either sort of a negative, but also a positive way as well. So, you know, I've heard lots of accounts of parents being a little bit concerned, but having people like family or friends or other people in the community giving these sort of false assurances that, oh, you know, everything will be fine, or they're a boy, and, you know, different sort of myths that we have around child development that sort of leads you astray and maybe leads you off track in terms of really starting to explore the concerns you're having about your child.
So ultimately, what are you trying to develop here?
So we're trying to, I guess, not put it back on parents necessarily, but give parents more of a tool to be able to sort of take more power in this area. So not just saying that I'm going to wait and see and I'm going to wait until someone else picks it up, because, you know, the way that our healthcare system is working and our services, you know, the nature of wait lists means that even if a child does get flagged at school entry, they're then going to sit on a wait list for at least several months at a time before they're even going to see anybody. So we really need to be acting, I guess, as early as possible to flag these things. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we go through to accessing, you know, specific targeted therapy services, but it might just mean that that child needs some more exposure or experience. And so how can a parent start to identify what that looks like? So say, for example, if it is something around, you know, social skills and play interactions with other children, maybe I need to start taking them to my local playgroup. Maybe I need to start taking them to the park and things like that. So it's more about giving them the power to realise what's happening for their child and to be able to act on that, and whether that means doing those opportunities or whether that does mean going down sort of that services and support line.
Belinda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Patricia.
Belinda Cuomo is a lecturer at Curtin University and an occupational therapist, and this is RN Drive.